Opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
This is Know Your Valentine, and I'm your announcer, Richard Schein. Here are your hosts, Fred the Falcon Fowler and A.J. the Midget Offender Hoffman.
And we are back with our final totals.
All right.
Is there anything else you wish to ask these people?
I had these tiebreaker questions I thought would be fun, but there wasn't a tie, so I didn't get to use them. So maybe we'll play a couple of them. Jong, I'll ask you. I'll ask Jong and Keith these first two questions. Jong, what do you think the most Teresa's ever spent on a pair of shoes is? Don't look at each other, Keith.
Yeah.
On a pair of shoes? I'm going to say 200.
Teresa?
Yeah.
That's about right?
Yeah.
Okay. Is that the exact answer you would have given?
Yeah, 200.
Oh, wow. That's good. Because the difference would have been the tiebreaker. So, you guys would have had zero difference. What do you think, Keith?
$40 because she's a saver. She goes for those coupons.
Okay. Oh. Pretty wrong?
Ooh. Ooh.
What's the answer, Krista? $100 boots. Okay. That's still pretty thrifty, I got to say.
Yeah.
Let's say, I'll ask Selena and Kimberly these. Selena, let's say Mitch takes you out to dinner.
Okay.
What's the bill got to be for you to consider it an expensive dinner?
Probably 120.
What do you think, Mitch? What's the number where you say this is an expensive dinner? Okay. What about you, Kimberly? What's an expensive dinner? $100. Chris, what's an expensive dinner to you? $65. You cheap bastard.
Hell, I was thinking $120 was cheap.
He's going to Chili's and saying, "Babe, I just spoiled your ass." Oh boy.
You're sleeping alone tonight.
Yeah. All right, Fred, tell us the final scores, the final tallies.
All right, we are going to go in reverse order, coming in with 3 out of a possible 10.
They would have missed a tiebreaker by a mile.
Yes. But I have to say, probably the most entertaining answers of the group.
Yeah. Maybe so.
So.
And I still want to know if Chris has found out who is bigger than him. Kimberly was significantly bigger or just like a little bit bigger?
I think that look just answered the question.
I think it's a lot bigger. It's a whole lot bigger.
Oh, yeah.
It's a whole lot bigger.
I think we're talking Greg Oden-esque.
All right. So 3 points for them?
3 points.
That is a shameful showing, I must say.
Coming in at second, the even money favorites were...
They got second place?
They got second place. Third place, excuse me. Jong and Teresa with 5 points.
Okay.
You got third.
You got third place, Jong.
Yeah, because Mitch and Selena rallied quite a bit here on the...
Selena, and they did well in the second round.
So they wound up with a total of 6.
Okay.
For second place. And first place, Keith and Krista had 8. I eliminated one of the answers because that was completely unfair. If we had known that, you would have never gotten a chance to have that. But
That's
you still
true.
Have 7. So
they're still the winners.
They're still the winners.
Congratulations to Keith and Krista.
And mainly because I just wanted to eliminate an answer because I'm a dick sometimes.
So Keith and Krista win a gift card to Darling Way, where Krista can buy something freaky to use on herself, maybe, or something sexy to wear. Or she can buy something to tie Keith up with, whatever she wants to do. They've got it all over at Darling Way, a fine sponsor of this show. They also win a gift certificate to either El Tiempo or Lorenzo's. Which should be a great Valentine's Day dinner for you guys. I think it's a $100 gift card, which I don't even know. I mean, Chris, a $100 gift card. I don't know what he would have done with
on that.
That would have been like Jesus' Last Supper for $100. So, and everybody who participated in today's games will receive a $50 gift card to Sherry's Berries, so you can get some delicious chocolate-covered strawberries for Valentine's Day. Thank you all for playing, and congratulations again to Keith and Krista. Is anyone leaving here Do any of you feel worse about your relationship or better about your relationship than when you got here? Anybody feeling better? You guys are feeling good? All right. Selena, you guys thumbs up? Thumbs up? All right. What about you, Jong? Jong, you can get on the microphone. You're a radio professional. You know how this works.
Exactly.
I feel okay. I think we're at the same place where we were.
You're the same place you were 3 years ago.
No, we actually improved because last time we came in like dead last and we got like what, maybe one or two questions.
You guys
barely
knew each other then.
Yeah, exactly. To be fair. So, yeah, all we're good.
I think we should play this game at your wedding.
We could.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
I'll ask way dirtier questions at your wedding. I've got the FCC on my ass here. At your wedding, there's no rules, and I'll be drinking. So it'll be good.
We got to do this before you get drunk.
It'll be good. And
after.
Fred and I will be the. Are we going to be the only white guys at the wedding?
No.
Okay, there will be multiple white people.
Yeah, you know, there's
Michael Carroll. Okay.
Yeah, there's Michael Carroll. There's Tyler back there.
Okay.
David Gao.
Okay.
Todd.
So you're inviting the boss to the wedding?
Of course. You have to.
So we'll be at the white person table.
Are you going to have a table for only white people?
No, it'll be a table full of coworkers. Work.
Which is all your white friends.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Okay.
Her cousin's married to a white guy.
I noticed on Jong's on his Twitter and Instagram post of the engagement announcement. It's
all
Asian people.
Yeah.
And really, anytime they post anything, it's all a whole bunch of Asian people. And then I'm like, I wonder if Jong really likes me. is that just like a front when we're at work? And then when he leaves work, he's like, oh, I hate white people so much. I can't wait to not hang around white people for the rest of the weekend. I feel that may be the case.
This is the way I grew up.
What the hell does that mean, the way you grew up?
No, because I was very antisocial in high school. And all my friends came from church. And I go to a Korean Catholic church. So all my close friends are Korean.
I feel like if I grew up and I just, that's just the way I grew up. Like I have a super racist grandpa, so I don't like anybody that's not white. Like that would be considered racist.
I was very emo in high school and I didn't have any many,
were you a cutter?
Many friends. I wasn't a cutter. I was more of the guy that didn't like school.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I wasn't a cutter, though.
You've changed a lot, Joe.
Yeah.
You're a social butterfly now.
No, but
you have five white friends. Congratulations.
Yes.
Yeah. They'll all
in this
be
room.
At the wedding.
Yes,
Fred's
they will.
Only half white.
Yeah,
so
only half white.
You have to make progress, you know?
Well, congratulations on your progress. You have picked a fine Asian bride to continue your tradition of hating the white man. So, all right. Thank you all for playing. I had a great time playing with you guys. I hope none of you hate me. Mostly you, Chris. I hope things work out. Thoughts and prayers for you, my man.
My brother tweeted out the only people leaving that studio happy tonight are you and me.
That's true.
That's probably true.
That's probably true.
Hey, guess what though? I can save it for you if you
think. I don't know. I think Keith and Chris are pretty happy.
Yeah,
they want a bunch of prizes and like.
And they're going to be happier because of where they got their prize. But for the rest of you guys,
the worst would have been if Keith found out that Krista wasn't really a virgin when he met her. That would have ruined things around here. Like, but if he's probably been walking around with his chest puffed out, like, I got her. I'm the only one. And she would have been like, this guy named Dave I met on a trip in band camp. He was so hot. And I just said, whatever, to hell with morals. I'm doing it.
Well, if she lied to him, she'd lie to us, too.
That's true. You're probably right. I have my suspicions. I've got my suspicions.
All right, guys. Well, I'll tell you what. For all of you, if you didn't win and you want to liven things up, go to Darling Way. And if you've waited till the last minute, which a lot of you guys have, they're going to be open till 9 o'clock tonight. You can pick up all kinds of great stuff. And they just won themselves a nice gift certificate there. Listen, man, they've got all kinds of fun stuff there, whether it's clothes, whether it's toys, whether it's things that are going to liven up your relationship. 3423 White Oak in the Heights. Go see Beth. You hear Beth on our air on Wednesdays. And she always gives great advice. And if you go in as a couple, she's going to help you guys pick out something that's going to work for you. And she's an expert on this stuff. And she's got quality toys, quality everything. And I'm telling you, the price point's much lower than you would think when you see these things because they're so nice. And then you look at the price, you go, wow, this is great. Almost out of time. And you could go in there, go pick her up on the way home and say, hey, let's swing by and I'm going to get you your Valentine's Day gift. And she's going to think you planned it out all along, even though you waited until the day before. Open till 9 o'clock tonight. Open till 9 o'clock tomorrow. Don't dread Valentine's Day. Go see Beth. Go to Darling Way. 3423 White Oak in the Heights, darlingway.com.
That was Know Your Valentine. For your hosts, Fred the Falcon Fowler and AJ the Midget Offender Hoffman, I'm Richard Shine.
ESPN 97.5.
I assumed you knew.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. I almost don't know where to go after all this. The response was great. People seem to love it. They think we've ruined some relationships.
But no.
Yeah.
We gave them all Sherry's Berries. It should all work out, right?
Yeah, Sherry's Berries, and we hooked up the winners with Darling Way. And I want to thank Dick Shine for returning.
Oh, that was nice.
Yeah, it was. I have to be honest, I'm not sure how many of these I would have gotten right with my wife when I'm looking at it.
I think the best is everyone's pointing at our picture, our Know Your Valentine game. Everyone's making fun of Jong for being in front on the prom pose.
Oh, see, where did you post that?
On Twitter.
Okay, I've got to go find it because I haven't seen it yet. So,
that was good. I like doing games like that every once in a while. As everyone knows, I had two jobs that I thought I would be doing by now in my life. Like when I was like teenage AJ, I was almost certain by now I would either be on Saturday Night Live or a game show host. One of those two things would have happened for me by now. And neither one did. So basically, my life's been a miserable failure. So here I am, pretending to be a game show host. That's my best move.
I was kind of, I'm not sure what my role was other than sort of like Ed McMahon.
That's exactly what your role was.
Yeah, that was pretty much it.
So. Yes!
Hey now! Work one of those in.
Or Rod Roddy on The Price is Right. Come on down. You're the next contestant.
So I'm looking at the weather for TV, on TV here. It looks like we're getting stormed on tomorrow.
Somebody said today, and I don't pay attention to the weather.
I don't either.
Unless I'm riding my motorcycle. But someone said today that tomorrow there's a 100% chance of rain.
Nice.
So
always nice.
That sounds strong. That's above average.
Yeah. Well, see if it actually works out.
We'll see.
But I want to thank everybody for participating. They were all
good sports. Yeah, fun times.
I tweeted out the photo that you. I retweeted your photo basically, and I'll just say that's a nice looking collection of people that we had in here. So, except for Keith, everybody else. I'm just kidding.
Keith, he's got to make that move, right, Jong? You think Keith's got to make the move, like to where he shaves his head, right?
Yeah, I think so. He, when he was here, he did.
But he wasn't married here, right?
He was.
Was he already?
Uh huh.
No, they're not married, are they?
They are.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're married.
I didn't know that. I thought they were just dating.
No, I don't. I don't remember. I thought Keith always had his hair kind of like that, or maybe
he always wore hats.
It wasn't that long. Yeah. It was. It was kind of. It wasn't like completely buzzed like mine or yours. But it was like maybe a one, like if you're using a buzz.
Even that's okay.
Huh?
Even that's okay, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
But Keith's gotten, he's balding to the point where he's got to stop fighting it. And if you're.
And go goatee. I think he needs to go with the goat.
And when you, well, first of all, I don't think anyone should do a goatee. Not a standalone goatee. I mean, what is he, Bill Goldberg? I mean, it's.
Look, it's one of those things. Anything that covers that face will help.
Oh, come on. No, we're not talking about that. I'm just saying, I think if he shaved his head, it would be a better look for Keith. I think he's gotten lazy because now he's locked in with Krista that he's getting lazy.
Maybe so.
I don't think Keith had that long, I don't know what you call it, but it's like where a guy's bald but trying to fight it. And
yeah.
He lets the little bit of hair that he has grow out real long. It's like the worst thing you can do. And now he's doing that. I think it's because he feels like he's locked in with Krista. But, I mean, listen, Krista's a good-looking chick. You know, he's all she knows. One day she's going to get curious, like, hey, are all guys supposed to just let themselves go all woolly and wild with their grooming? Should everybody take care of themselves? And then she's gonna go out and she's going to test Keith's limits on what cheating is.
Yeah, I can't even go a couple days without doing
it. You have to keep it cleaned up.
He says he wants to shave, but she won't let him.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah.
Shave his face or her head?
I guess head.
No way. No way she like. No women like that. That's impossible. She's talking about his face. 100%.
She seems like a good earner, too. He's done well with that one.
Yeah, good for him.
Yeah. Somebody said, it's hard for me to believe that Fred has the most robust hair of the three of you. And I'm one of those that's holding on now. There's not much time left before I have to do it.
Like, if I went a month without shaving my head, my hair grows pretty fast. It just doesn't grow enough in the, like, the front region for me and, like, the donut area in the back for me to be comfortable with it. So I just shave it off.
Yeah.
So like I can grow hair everywhere, but it'll be really thin in the front and the back and really thick on the sides. And I don't need that. So I just shave everything.
See, I'm
not about holding on. I mean, once it's gone,
I still have enough where I can get by, especially because the spot on the top, nobody sees because I'm taller than most people. But if I lose a little more, it's going to be time.
Yeah. You might look weird with a shaved head, though.
Well, I don't look good with a shaved head because I've had one before.
But it's better than looking like the desperate guy hanging on.
Yeah, yeah. So there is that. You know, it's a fine line, and I'm not quite over the line yet, but I can certainly see the line from where I am. I know I'm close enough. 713-780-3.
Did John and Teresa have the same line on what was cheating?
No.
No. I don't think I didn't answer it the way that you asked it. Because I think I answered it the way that she would have answered it from her perspective. Like, if I were to flirt, I think she would think I was cheating.
Oh, is that true, Teresa? Is Jong not allowed to flirt?
Well, she just said, well, hold on.
Well, he doesn't know how to flirt, so.
Oh, yeah. Wow. I could probably see that.
Yeah.
It seems like it might be a struggle
spot
for Jong.
I thought you needed a fourth option there.
She says she still loves me, though.
Well, I would hope so.
But based on their answers, I was wrong about that.
Yeah.
Because I think sexual activity had to be split up into penetration and something else.
I assume anything that involves the touching of genitals, that's just sexual activity. So I was trying to like kind of broad brush it. So like basically there's kissing, and if it goes much beyond kissing, usually there's genitalia touching involved. So I just said we'll call that sexual activity, whether it be
Since none of them went
that
past
or whatever.
Right. Although according to Bill Clinton.
Right.
There is a difference, and I'm just, for our own perspective, I'd like to kind of know where those lines are.
That's true.
Because if I'm, if it's my thing, it's going to be one, and if it's hers, it's going to be something else. Because there's always that double standard, right?
Yes.
But I thought the questions were good. I thought it was a lot of fun, and appreciate everybody coming in and playing along, because you had to know what you were getting into. And they all seem to. All right, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. And we'll get back to the sports stuff, I guess. Somebody asked, have you ever had an athlete approach you about something you said on the radio or have written and that you've got into it with? I don't think I've really ever gotten into it with anybody. I had a lot of... Drayton McClain and I had a lot of exchanges when I was at the Chronicle. There was things he didn't like that we were writing about. But basically he would just call, vent, angry, and then forget about it.
I don't think that there's been too much pushback to me for whatever reason. And I'm fairly open and honest about everybody and everything, but... I think most of the time when people don't like what you say about them, they'll just avoid you.
Yeah.
And they won't talk to you anymore. And that's fine.
And frankly, I don't think most of them care what we say. And I really don't care what they think of what we say. And they probably get that. And there was one football coach that I got into it with a little bit a few years back over something, but it wasn't that big a deal. It was an off-air thing and said he didn't like what I had to say about him. I just said, okay. At least you're listening.
Yeah.
Appreciate it. 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in. But, yeah, it would probably be different if we had one of the big sports teams on this channel where we had to deal with them more often.
I will say this. When I was in Austin, I got, and it was never directed at me. It was always directed at my bosses who would then have to come and talk to me about it.
Yeah.
But the University of Texas was such a sensitive program, and I don't know what it's like now. In the Mac Brown era, the Mac Brown, Bill Little, John Bianco era, it was very, very sensitive.
Oh, God, yeah.
And the one guy who ever approached me about something I said on the air was Rick Barnes, and it wasn't like in a bully way. He wasn't trying to punk me out. He basically said, I just want to clarify something on something you said. But everybody else, if I said something they didn't like, basically they would call my bosses because we were the Longhorn Network.
Right.
We were the Longhorn Station. And
it's probably Bill Little making all the calls.
Probably,
right?
So. Yeah. Yeah. And then I would get the crap from my bosses. But no one's ever really like come up to me in some kind of huffed out way.
That's why Super Bowl week, I wasn't all that comfortable getting to know all those guys because I like having that distance. You know, and now that after we were doing those appearances, like with Kevin Johnson and Jonathan Joseph and guys like that, it's like, man, these are good guys. I hate that. I mean, I don't hate that they're good guys. I just hate that I know they are now. You know what? I'm gonna give something away for the people. You know where I'm going to be Saturday night?
You're going to be at the racetrack, I bet.
Sam Houston Race Park.
I knew you'd be there.
So I'm going to give away four admission tickets and access to the ESPN section with complimentary buffet. You'll win a four-pack of tickets to join me in the special ESPN section. You get the complimentary buffet while you watch, wager, and win at Sam Houston Race Park. It'll be this Saturday, February 18th from 6 until 8. We've got a handicapping contest, races 3 through 8. Winner of the night is going to get a finish line, four finish line box seats, which will be awesome for the March 3rd Camel and Ostrich Night. I'll be out there cameling. The fun never ends at Sam Houston Race Park. We'll take caller 25. You're in. And right now I'm going to tell you about something that's affordable, something that tastes good, something that is going to make you can eat better with high-quality ingredients, and I'm talking about Blue Apron. Less than $10 per person per meal, and they deliver you these great recipes. You can choose from them each week, or you can change them around. And the cool thing is, these recipes are so awesome and easy. They're step-by-step, easy-to-follow recipe card and pre-portioned ingredients. You can do it in 40 minutes or less. And some of them my wife keeps because they're so good. And I was able to do it by myself while she was out of town. So that ought to tell you how easy it is, and you're going to love Blue Apron. And their freshness guarantee promises that every ingredient in your delivery arrives ready to cook, or they'll make it right.
How about cashew chicken stir fry with tango mandarins and jasmine rice, or roasted pork with apple, walnut, and farro salad? These are just a few of the meals you can create with Blue Apron. They are amazing. They are affordable. You do get the right variety, and they're so easy to make, and they're guaranteed fresh. Check out this week's menu. Get your first three meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/blitz. You're going to love how good it feels and how good it tastes to create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron. So don't wait. That's blueapron.com/blitz. Blue Apron, a better way to cook.
Answer that.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
Who knew you'd be hated for being who you are? And be a big target for all the insecure.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN if you want to get in. We got another giveaway here at the end of the segment, so if you want to call, do it before then. I have to do a Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day, though, because we never got around to it.
The gym of the day. It's the gym of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gym of the day.
You know, I hope when my time comes, which obviously is not that far in the future because I'm old, I hope that my obituary is kind of funny, but also reflects that maybe I did some good things.
Right.
I hope I never get this obituary. Leslie Ray Charping, who was from Texas, died at the end of January. And following his death, his family wrote an obituary that was published on the funeral home website. He was 74 years old, lost a battle with cancer. Starts off innocently enough explaining how Leslie, nicknamed Popeye, was born in November 1942 and passed away last month. Then it starts getting a little weird. Leslie passed away January 30th, 2017, which was 29 years longer than expected and much longer than he deserved.
Okay.
Leslie battled cancer in his latter years and lost his battle, ultimately due to being the horse's ass he was known for.
Oh.
He leaves behind two relieved children, a son, Leslie Roy Charping, and a daughter, Sheila Smith, along with six grandchildren and countless other victims, including an ex-wife, relatives, friends, neighbors, doctors, nurses, and random strangers. He said he will be missed only for what he never did, being a loving husband, father, and good friend. No services will be held. There will be no prayers for eternal peace and no apologizes to the family he tortured.
Apologizes or apologies?
No, no apology is what it's supposed to be, but that's what it says on there. Actual says apology. It's not the most well-written.
That's not great.
There's a lot of other typos I'm just kind of glossing over. Leslie's remains will be cremated and kept in the barn until Ray, the family's donkey's wood shavings, run out.
Oh, man.
Leslie's passing proves that evil does in fact die and hopefully marks a time of healing and safety for all. Okay, can I go on record as saying evil does eventually die, but so does good. You add them all up, everybody dies in the end.
That's true. I saw a tombstone marker that I liked. I thought it said, to our mother, Mona Harold Vonnie, October 14th, 1912 to April 11th, 1996. Jong, how old is that?
That is, what is that, 26?
No, 1912 to 1996.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You are the worst Asian math doer.
It would be 84, would it not?
I think 84 is the more accurate guess.
He's just thrown off because he's about to get married and he's scared.
I think so. On the tomb marker, it says, you spent your life expressing animosity for nearly every person you encountered, including your children. Within hours of his death, you even managed to declare your husband of 57 years unsuited to being either a spouse or a father. Hopefully, you are now insulated from all the dissatisfaction you found in human relationships. Buddy, Jackie, and Mike, your children. I love when people die and then they're just like, yeah, that guy was kind of a dick.
I kind of admire it because, yeah, there have been a couple.
Stop beating around the bush, well, pretending like everybody's great.
And there was a former coworker of mine who was a total jerk to me the entire time I was there. Never had anything positive to say. And then when he passed away, everybody's like sending me emails. Hey, you coming to the funeral? And I'm like, no. So, well, you work with the guy for X amount of years.
Yep, don't care.
No. I mean, I would, that would be so hypocritical of me to go there and say, oh gosh, I'm really sorry. No. I mean, I'm sorry the dude died, but I'm not enough to go to his funeral.
Ain't that sorry, bro. No.
Not unless you're serving beer and it's free. Then I might think about it. I think we need to be honest when people pass away. It's like, that guy was a dickweed.
Sometimes it happens. Mm. Not everybody's a great guy.
No. She went on to write, I wrote my father's obituary. I love my father because he was my father, and his passing would not have been any less difficult had he been a good father. As someone that hated a liar, I believe even he would have appreciated the honesty. I apologize to anyone that my father hurt, and I felt it would have been offensive to portray him as anything other than who he was. This obituary was intended to help bring closure because not talking about domestic violence doesn't make it go away.
Yeah.
And which she hinted at in there. She didn't really say that. But you know what? Good for her. Good for her. That's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
The other possible gem I had was, I don't know if you saw this, but Dubai is working on a passenger drone, which kind of looks to me like the flying cars we've been waiting for.
Yeah.
The only difference is you're not flying it. Someone else is flying you. I don't know how I'd feel about that.
So like flying cabs?
Yeah. It'd be like a flying get me. Yes. Or a flying cab.
Not thrilled about that, honestly.
Yeah, because I like the idea.
I like to be flown by professional pilots, preferably.
Well, these will be professional pilots. They're just going to be sitting in a room just like they are with regular drones.
How trained are these people going to be?
Well, that's something I'm hoping these are like former military drone guys. It's what most pilots are anyway, right?
Maybe. But I mean, what kind of wage could you give those guys that they'd be like, oh, yeah, I'll quit my job with the government to fly people around, fly drunk people home?
Would be kind of cool. I'd rather fly it myself, but it has a half-hour flight time. It'll be monitored remotely by a control room on the ground, and they've been testing it in Nevada. So something to look for.
All right.
Let's squeeze on a phone call. Roland, you are on the Blitz. Go, sir.
Hello?
Yeah, you're on, man. Go.
Hello?
Hello.
You're on. Go.
Oh, I'm sorry, man. I didn't know. Hey, I was calling to see what do you think the odds of Tony Romo staying in Dallas as a backup?
It's possible, but if Dallas does that, I mean, they've got some money to spend on the defensive side of the ball, or money that needs to be spent on the defensive side of the ball.
And there's talk that DeMarcus Ware may want to come back.
Yeah, and if they cut Tony Romo, that opens up a lot of room for them to do some spending on the defensive side. It's a rare situation where your backup's going to make that much money unless you're absolutely stuck with him. See the Houston Texans next season.
Right.
The Cowboys aren't in that situation. The Cowboys can move away from Tony Romo at a minimal sting to their bottom line. So I would say it's unlikely.
Yeah, I think the talk you're hearing about that is they're hoping somebody will give them something in trade, which just isn't realistic because from a cap standpoint, there's not a team out there that's going to take on that contract. They're going to wait until he gets cut and then try to sign him at a reduced rate. And if he wants to play for a good team, that's what he's going to have to do. But yeah, I would never say it's impossible. I just don't think it's very likely.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to give something else away here. You a fan of Jack Reacher?
I've never even seen Jack
I really
Reacher,
like,
honestly.
Well, I've read a lot of the books, and the only thing that I don't like about the movies is the real Jack Reacher is like 6'6", 240, and he's played by Tom Cruise, who is not 6'6", 240. But that's
close, though.
Yeah, they're pretty good movies, though. And I like the first one. I watched the other one. I mean, the books are better, but you know, the movies were fun. And so we're going to give you away a Jack Reacher Never Go Back Blu-ray combo pack. So maybe you could win this and watch it. Win a copy of Jack Reacher Never Go Back Blu-ray combo pack. Jack Reacher returns to enforce his bold brand of justice in the action pack Jack Reacher Never Go Back, starring Tom Cruise. The Blu-ray combo pack includes an exclusive Jack Reacher illustrated short story. Cool. Own Jack Reacher Never Go Back today, rated PG-13 from Paramount Pictures, caller number 15. Actually, it says the Blu-ray combo pack.
Ooh.
Which, hey.
Interesting.
Exclusive Jack Reacher illustrated short story.
Ooh.
And, yeah, along with some other things in here. But your buddy Aubrey's on the phone.
Aubrey Theodi with Dirt Free Carpet. Well, good to hear from you, Aubrey. We missed you
hey,
last
guys.
Week.
Good to be on with you. And, you know, Dirt Free Carpet, what a perfect name. Remember, friends, Webster's defines the word clean as dirt free or free from dirt. So if Webster's is directing you to us, how can it be wrong? Pick up the phone, dial 281 Dirt Free. The name's in the number. 281-DIRTFRE. 281 Dirt Free will come out to your home with the carpets, tile, leather drapes, upholstery, air ducts, wool rugs. We even have a new restoration division where we can take care of any of your interior home needs. Pick up the phone, 281 Dirt Free, dirtfreecarpet.com. Now, when you make a purchase of any kind, say if you needed new marble installed in your entryway, we're going to give you a free room of carpet cleaning and a $100 free steam dry. So with any purchase, you do the leather sofa, we're going to do a free room of carpet cleaning. You do an air duct return, we're going to do a free room of carpet cleaning. Free room of carpet cleaning, $100 free speed dry with any purchase. 281-DIRT-FREE, dirtfreecarpet.com. You've seen it, guys. You know it works.
Absolutely. That's Aubrey Theodi with Dirt Free, always giving you the great deals on our show. We'll talk to you next week, Aubrey.
Thanks, guys.
ESPN 97.5.
All right, guys, got to tell you about Raising Cane's. And if you haven't been around, if you haven't been listening and you haven't learned yet about Raising Cane's, there's a couple numbers to keep in mind. The big number is 24. There's now 24 Cane's in the Houston metro area. Visit RaisingCane's.com to find the nearest location. But 24 is also, it just happens to be the amount of hours that their premium chicken tenderloins are marinated for. Then they're hand-battered, cooked to order. They're fresh, never frozen. These are top-of-the-line premium tenderloins. And they do the tailgate, which is their version of like a tailgating pack. You can do from 25 to 100 chicken fingers. They're ready in mere minutes after you order. So if you're having a party, if you're having a get-together, you want to feed a lot of people, it's a great way to do it. Guys, Raising Cane's, the food, I can't tell you enough. The chicken obviously is great. The fries are amazing. The bread, the cane sauce, it's got that perfect amount of spice and zest to it. It's just out of this world. And everything's cooked to order right when you walk in the door. Right now, you can play the Peel the Love game where 1 in 3 wins Raising Cane's food instantly. And if someone spells out C-A-N-E-S, they'll win $100,000. So no reason not to go in. Check out Raising Cane's, the great things they're doing here in Houston. 24 locations around the city. Once again, visit RaisingCane's.com to find the nearest location. That's Raising Cane's. One love.
Ooh, the master of my CEO. I was broken from a young age, taking my soak in.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. One last segment. Download the ESPN 97.5 app, available for your iOS or Android device. Stream all your favorite shows live on the go or listen to them at your convenience with our on-demand podcast. Search ESPN 97.5 in your app store and download today. Don't have an iPhone or an Android? You can stream us on any smart device at the all-new ESPN975.com. All right. Do we have a dumbass report?
We do, Fred. Although there's one story. I don't know. I didn't know if I should put it in the dumbass report or not. But there is a change being made with Playboy, Fred.
Yes.
If you recall, maybe it was a little over a year ago, Playboy decided to make the foolish choice to go away from nudity.
I remember that well.
Well, good news. Nudity is returning to Playboy in the March-April edition. According to Cooper Hefner, who is Hugh Hefner's 25-year-old son, who's now the chief creative officer of Playboy, they said they made a mistake by removing nudity in the first place. When you have a company and the founder is responsible for kickstarting the sexual revolution, and then you pluck out that aspect of the company's DNA by removing nudity, it makes a lot of people, including me, sit and say, what the hell is the company doing? So they will now go back to featuring nudity. It actually lasted from February 2015 until now, so 2 years there was no nudity. But Cooper has always publicly disagreed with the decision and said, I didn't agree with it because I felt as though millennials and Gen Y didn't view nudity as the issue. The issue was the way in which nudity and the girls were portrayed. But he said that he admitted to taking a back seat after disagreeing with previous nudity decisions. But Playboy will be back to normal now. In addition to the new March-April issue will hit stands February 28th. In addition to the return of nudity, the magazine will also feature interviews with Van Jones, Scarlett Johansson, and Adam Scott, as well as the traditional Playmate of the Month spread. I wonder if, there was some kid that was smart enough to see this coming, who had his mom get him a subscription. Like, Mom, there's no nudity anymore. It's just going to help me,
Give me the 3-year subscription.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And boom, there it is. Yep. Now he's locked in.
He'll be able to punch all night.
Locked into the nudes. You got to appreciate that. Man earned his first DUI.
Always a magical moment.
That is a good moment for everybody. He was tracked down by a canine unit, is facing his first DWI after hitting 6 cars and a house.
Well, if you're going to do it, go big or go home.
These were all parked cars, by the way. Officials say it happened around 3:15 as the driver sped southbound. This is in Green Bay, Wisconsin. 28-year-old eventually crashed into a parked car, hit a few other vehicles before coming to a stop and ending up crashed into a house. Police say he ran away but was eventually tracked down by K-9. There were no other injuries to report. This is a strange one. I'm surprised this doesn't happen more often. By the way, this is both these things, the first two, Wisconsin. I'm not saying anything about Joel Blank, but these are his people. I'm always afraid of the people who drive with like mattresses and couches.
That, oh, God, yeah. I hate being behind those people.
Well, it finally did. A loose mattress caused a chain reaction crash in Suamico, Wisconsin. The department says a mattress came loose from a vehicle and caused a chain reaction, which included four vehicles. Two of the vehicles were severely damaged. During the crash investigation and cleanup, the road was down to one lane of traffic. Of course, and this is how I always picture it happening, the driver has no idea that it's happened, and he just keeps on driving.
Of course not. He's driving through the snow, just, waiting to go eat my cheese.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Huntington, West Virginia. Several people behind bars after getting into a standoff with police and firing bottle rockets at a vehicle and an officer. Probably not. Yeah,
that's
best,
a not man. Wise, guys. Not unless you're trying to use the bottle rockets to blow something up.
Yeah, this was at 11 o'clock on Saturday morning.
Wow.
I mean, this is, if there's alcohol involved, it was lasting for a while. As one of the officers approached the scene, they stopped a man. He told officers that several people were firing bottle rockets at his car. According to the criminal complaint, several officers then surrounded the house and started calling out everybody in the house with their weapons drawn. While that was happening, a bottle rocket was shot towards one of the officers.
Oh, man.
But nobody claimed to shoot at the officer. Of course.
Yeah,
he's going to take credit for that.
Oh, we didn't do that.
One time I got arrested and they said, "Where's your friend that was in the bunny suit?" That was me, unfortunately. Lila Norris, Jennifer Blevins, and Robert Schweiger were all arrested and charged with attempt to commit a felony. The man driving the car was also arrested and charged with a second offense, DUI. So while he's snitching to the cops that he was getting bottle rockets shot at his car, he was hammered at 11 o'clock in the morning. Not wise, guys.
Jeez.
Yep, and that is this week's Dumbass Report, Fred.
Has that got to be a guy who's still drunk from the night before?
It's got to be.
Although some people work nights, and they get off at like 7 and they start loading up.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Well, I'm going to call the show a success. I thought it was pretty good.
You're the only one.
I don't know. Judging from the social media reaction, people enjoyed it.
Well, that's good.
Don't worry. We'll have more. Maybe we won't have sports tomorrow. Who cares? We'll have a fun show.
We didn't talk about much sports
at
all, did we?
We did hit some sports. We had the Westbrook Harden thing, and we'll talk about the Astros tomorrow, I'm sure. All right, Jong Lee, great job. Also, Teresa, great job. AJ Hoffman, fantastic job today. I did a good job, but I didn't really have to do much because you kind of did all the work on that, much like...
Fred, you did a great Ed McMahon.
Well, somebody has to do it. But we'll be back tomorrow. Lots more fun and frivolity planned. Got the Aggies Coaches Show and then the HD Show coming up at 8 o'clock tonight, so stick around for that. Till tomorrow, stay sporty, bitches.
ESPN 97.5.